Moving on to a totally different subject, which is phantom limb syndrome. We've got several wars raging around the earth at the moment, and a common consequence of that is people treading on landmines and people getting their limbs blown off. And there are also people who have problems like diabetes, which can sometimes, unfortunately, mean they have to have an amputation. And it's easy to trivialise this because you think we can get a replacement body part, but there's one thing which you cannot at the moment compensate for, which is that 90% of people who lose a body part get something called phantom limb syndrome. And this is really severe and disabling pain in 9 people out of 10, which is coming from the part of the body that's missing. It's really bizarre because you think, well, I don't have my lower leg anymore. Why does my lower leg hurt so much? And people wake up in the morning and they almost think they've still got their leg, or they've got their leg back again because it's so painful. And it's been a conundrum as to why you should actually have so much pain from a part of the body you no longer have. But what researchers think is going on is that the brain fails to get signals in from that part of the body, so it thinks it just can't hear it, so it sort of turns up the sensitivity to the sensations coming from that body part, including pain sensations, so they become much more noticeable. Now, how do you actually treat that problem, though? Well, drugs have unilaterally turned out to be not very helpful. You have to give people drugs that end up making them anaesthetised or feel very dozy or sleepy, and people just don't like them, but they don't like the pain either. And in recent years, a group of researchers in America, including one called V.S. Ramachandran, and now another group who are led by Jack Sow, and they're in Bethesda, Maryland, have been experimenting with mirrors. And this is really cunning. What you do is put the person who has had the amputation in front of a mirror, and you use the mirror to fool the visual system into thinking you've got your missing limb back, because what you do is reflect the limb you have got in the mirror, and of course the reflection is the mirror image, so it's like the other side of your body. So you show people and ask people to move the missing body part in the mirror, and this makes their brain think they've got the missing body part back again. And by making people do these movements, you can get amazing pain relief, because it seems that the brain thinks that the body part's back there, so it turns down the sensitivity to that body part again. They did a simple experiment. They got 22 amputation victims, and they divided them into 3 groups. And they had one group that were put in front of a mirror and asked to do just what I explained. Then the second group were put in front of the same mirror, but the mirror was covered up, so there was no reflection. They were just asked to pretend they were moving the missing body part. And then a third group were told to just sort of imagine or visualise that they were moving the body part they no longer had. And what they found was the people in front of the mirror, 100% of them got an improvement in just a few trials. The people that were in front of the mirror with the cover on it, 50% of them, their pain got worse. And in the people that were doing the visualisation experiment, 67% ended up with much worse pain. When they then switched the people who are on the covered up mirror or the visualization task onto the open mirror watching your body, your reflection, they all improved, and they all got the same improvement as the people who had the open mirror. So, amazing result.
That's fantastic. Why would visualizing moving your limb, why wouldn't that work? I know that you're supposed to think through things before you do them, because you can kind of fool your brain into thinking you've got some experience. So why is it that you can't visualize it? And why would that make it get worse?
Well, they think that there's a group of nerve cells in the brain called mirror neurons. And these mirror neurons fire off actively when they see somebody else doing a certain maneuver, or when you yourself do that movement. So what they think happens is that when you see the reflection, it makes these cells fire off, and they then trigger inhibition, or they feed the signals of what's going on into that part of the brain, and that makes it think you've got your missing body part back, so it turns its sensitivity for pain and other sensations down a bit, and this makes it feel much more comfortable for you.
So the brain can interpret what's the signals coming in from your eyes and use that to override the signals, or rather lack of signals, coming from the limb that you've now lost.
That's what they think. There's a very dense input to the brain from the visual system. A third of your brain's just involved in just decoding what you look at. It's a very sort of brain-hungry sense. But vision is superimposed onto all of the other signals that are coming in. So you've got signals coming in from your arm saying, this is where my arm is in space, these are the movements I'm making. At the same time, you've got vision. As you watch your arm moving, you can see where it's going, and that's mapped on and compared with the signals that your arm's telling you where it is. And that's why those funny tricks you can do where you wear glasses that make your vision think your body's in a different place to where it really is.
Oh, yeah.
That's why they actually work, because then there's a disagreement between the two senses and it fools you for a while. And that's what I think this is probably plugging into.
Okay. We covered a story a few weeks ago about, say, if you've lost a hand, there seemed to be a way to map the nerves onto your chest. And so you could move an artificial hand or something using these mapped nerves. So would this mean that you could also defeat phantom limb pain by convincing your body to look for a different set of nerves where you are getting a normal response?
Interesting thought. I don't think anyone's actually looked at that, but it might be worth having a look for that in the future.
Okay.